I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you tuned in yesterday for our intention setting practice of this week. If you didn't, I'm going to give you a little recap of what our focus is this week, because that's what we're going to tie in today's Tune In Tuesday practice with. So for our intention this week, we have decided to identify one habit or a part of our routine that we are going to change this week, whether that means letting something fall away or adding something new into our lives. So this could be anything from changing something in your diet to changing something in a relationship or a self-care habit that you want to invite into your life. Maybe it's going to bed a little bit earlier. That's my big thing this week. Or maybe it's starting to move your body more often or in a different way, nourishing yourself somehow. Some habit that you are changing this week. And it's important that you have identified what habit it is that you want to change, because I want to go a little bit deeper into that today. So if you did the intention setting practice yesterday, you already know this week, what is that habit that you are changing, whether it's adding something or removing something from your life. And if you have no clue, you didn't listen yesterday, then take just a moment right now to really identify and get clear about something in your day today that you want to change. Meaning something that if you were to change this in your life, you know it would improve your level of well-being. For me, my big theme, big topic this week is I want to get better sleep. Not just sleep for longer, but actually have higher quality sleep. So that's the thing that I'm working with every day this week. Now, once you have that habit that you want to change, we are going to go deeper into our contemplation today.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So when you're really thinking about this thing that you want to change, right, chances are that you've struggled with this in the past. Like for me, I want better sleep and longer sleep, and sleep is one of those things that I have struggled with my entire life. Chances are that the thing you have chosen for yourself this week isn't this one-time thing, but that's something that you return to, that you try to improve, that you try to change, but you're just kind of struggling in this area of your life. Of course, we all have these patterns in different ways. So the interesting contemplation that I want to invite for today's practice is, when it comes to making this change in your life, and we're talking about a positive change you want to make for your well-being, what is in the way? What is in the way between you and this change, this positive change you want to make in your life? Why haven't you made this change already? Why hasn't this change been incorporated into your life long ago? Why is this area of your life a struggle? Whether it's something you've struggled with your whole life, like I have struggled with sleep my whole life, or if it's a new kind of struggle for you, what is it that's actually in the way? So just sit with that a little bit. So we're trying to take this deeper than just the surface of the day-to-day habits and routines that we have, and actually get to the heart of, why is this change hard for me? Why haven't I made it already? If I'm so convinced that this actually would help me feel better in my life, why do I go down that same rabbit hole or go back to that bad habit again and again? Why do I feel stuck here? So if you want, you can take a breath, close your eyes, place your hand to your heart or a hand to the belly, and start by feeling into the body for the answer to this question. What is it that's in the way? Why is making this change hard? Or why has it been hard for me in the past? And take a few deep breaths as you let this contemplation sink deeper into the body. So we're not just contemplating from that level of the mind, but we're actually letting this question settle in the body, settle in the heart, all the way down to the gut, where maybe you have a little bit of intuition around what the answer to this question actually is. For me, if I get personal with this, when it comes to getting good quality sleep, I know that I have a really overactive mind, especially at the end of the day. I have a mind that really can make small problems, or actually just mundane everyday things. My mind likes to take these little issues and make them massive. At the end of the day, it's almost as if all the problems of my life, and sometimes all the problems of the world, they accumulate and become this big, buzzing mind thing that I feel like I should be able to solve. So oftentimes the activity in my mind actually accelerates at night, and I get really busy in my head. And sometimes that busyness translates into something that I'm doing at the end of the day, like answering 1,000 emails or sitting on social media or writing to-do lists for the next day or getting into really heated conversations about stuff. I know I have this very, very busy mind. And if I go one level deeper, right? How come my mind is so busy? And why does that happen at the end of the day? I can connect this to this feeling that I've always had of wanting or having to be in control. That actually, I don't feel so safe in this world overall. I don't feel so safe in my life overall. And I haven't had that feeling of safety growing up. So I feel like if I can control everything, and if I can solve everything, and if I have the answers to all of these problems, then I will finally feel safe. And that's why at the end of the day, when more space opens up for me to be with myself, my mind tends to get even busier than it was in the day when I was actually doing stuff and dealing with the logistics of family life. So the answer to my big question, my big contemplation for me personally, this relates to safety. So instead of how can I try to sleep longer? How can I try to add an hour of sleep every single night? Can I, you know, find a new meditation app, or can I try some new supplement? Like I've tried all these different paths to sleep. When I contemplate this on a really deep level, it becomes really clear that the answer to my big change or my big question is, how can I make myself feel more safe? And even saying that, I just got goosebumps, because that's how true that is. My issue isn't actually with sleep. My issue is with safety and feeling secure, being able to really relax and let go. And I think if I can focus a little bit more on that, then probably that puzzle piece of sleep is going to just fall into place on its own. So for me, getting more sleep and deeper sleep and better sleep is going to be finding ways to regulate when I'm feeling stressed or uneasy or unsafe. Finding ways to really settle into the body and returning to the resources that make me feel safe in my own body. And then really identifying those moments when I leave myself, when I feel unsafe, and reaching for the resources that actually help me. I feel like I just had a moment of therapy with myself, which is the point of this Tuesday practice, right? So for you, contemplate, meditate on, really sit with this big question. What is in the way when it comes to you making this change in your life? And go deeper. Really go deeper. What's beneath this bad habit that you just can't kick, this thing that you keep returning to that you know isn't good for you? Why do you fall off the wagon? Why do you make commitments to yourself that you don't keep? What is lying underneath this change that you're having a hard time making in your life? And get to the heart of that. If you want to journal on this, which I highly recommend, so giving yourself a moment to have your own therapy session with yourself, our journaling prompt for today is, the reason it's so hard for me to, and then you fill in the blank, right, to make the change is, that's how simple this is. The reason it's so hard for me to get a good night's sleep is, the reason it's so hard for me to nourish myself with healthy foods is, the reason it's so hard for me to commit to moving my body every day is, the reason it's so hard for me to stop gossiping about other people is, the reason it's so hard for me to stop eating sugar right before bed is, the reason it's so hard for me to, you know, fill in the blank, find that thing that's important for you, and go as deep as you can with this one today. It's a big one, and it might just make a tangible change in your life. Have a beautiful contemplation. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.